Good Tuesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by JP Morgan Chase & Company. And welcome to fall, for now. It was a brisk 43 degrees in DC this morning as we started Playbook, and the forecast shows it will climb to just 62 degrees today.
We have an interview with Chris McDaniel leading the top of Playbook this morning. The GOP state senator who challenged Thad Cochran in 2014 told us he has had several conversations with Steve Bannon about his political future over the last month, including meetings at Breitbart's headquarters on Capitol Hill. McDaniel said Bannon told him he would, quote, love to see me enter the U.S. Senate race and that he would support him in whatever race he ran. McDaniel has been toying with primarying Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker. McDaniel said Monday night that Cochran's illness and absence from the Senate has not changed his thinking about the Wicker race, saying he's praying for his full recovery so he can get back to work. He said he plans to decide whether to challenge Wicker by the end of the month. McDaniel said entering the race is, quote, much more compelling than even a month ago, after seeing Roy Moore clear his primary victory in Alabama.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy leaned in against some incumbents in the Journal-Gazette of Fort Wayne, Indiana. McCarthy did not mention GOP senators by name, but he said, if you're not strong enough to say you're going to repeal Obamacare and then vote that way, you don't deserve to stay in the office. The paper reports that the line drew applause. Senator John McCain has once again given a speech that everyone is buzzing about. The Arizona Republican condemned spurious nationalism on Monday night in Philadelphia, Isaac Dover reports, using his acceptance speech for the National Constitution Center's Liberty Medal to issue a call to American ideals.
Burgess Everett and Josh Dossie have the scoop this morning on how Trump and Mitch McConnell's side-by-side presser was mostly for show. The two report that Trump's White House is fed up with the Senate and concerned that tax reform will go the way of Obamacare repeal in the Senate. Dossie writes that the president has given his own performance a, quote, Trump-size endorsement.
Sungmin Kim, Burgess Everett, and Sarah Ferris have a look at how Cochran's absence is creating unexpected problems for Senate Republicans to pass a budget. Remember, they have to pass a budget in order to pass tax reform. The Senate is looking to vote on the legislation Thursday, but there are still key votes missing. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky and Senator John McCain of Arizona have not yet said how they will vote. Meanwhile, Trump is declining to express confidence in his pick for drug czar, Pennsylvania Republican Tom Marino, following a Washington Post and 60 Minutes probe into how the lawmaker helped steer legislation to make it harder to act against giant drug companies.
Jen Habercorn has a piece about Senator Lamar Alexander telling reporters that Trump wants a bipartisan deal on Obamacare. Could have fooled us because he killed the last bipartisan negotiation. Alexander said Trump urged him to find a deal after he cut off cost-sharing subsidies last week. Alexander said in return, Trump wants to see, quote, meaningful flexibility for states in providing more choices. The Washington Post is reporting that the Canadian jet maker Bombardier can dodge a 300% tariff on its planes by building jets in Alabama. Today, Trump is meeting with Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and has a working lunch and joint press conference with the Greek Prime Minister. Trump will participate in the Diwali ceremony, and he's scheduled to speak at the Heritage Foundation's President's Club meeting at the Marriott Marquis tonight in Washington.
In the juice, we've got Penny Pritzker being nominated to Microsoft's Board of Directors. Directors at the company make roughly $325,000. California Republican Duncan Hunter, who's under investigation by the FBI and House Ethics Committee, shelled out nearly $135,000 in legal fees last quarter, according to an FEC report. The NFL is backing the Sentencing Reform and Corrections Act, and the Job Creators Network is launching a six-figure ad campaign in D.C., North Dakota, Montana, and West Virginia, pushing for tax reform. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook. And now, a special message from our colleague Ben White.
Hi, I'm Ben White, and my new Politico Money podcast premieres on Wednesday, October 18th. So here's the deal. I'll be decoding the biggest moments in economic and financial policy with some of the leading voices in Washington and on Wall Street. We'll have a crazy number of things to discuss. The big tax cut plan, infrastructure, the future of the Fed, and Janet Yellen. So mark your calendar. My first episode is Wednesday, October 18th. Better yet, just subscribe right now so that our inaugural episode will hit your app as soon as it's released. I've gotten all your emails asking why I don't do a podcast and take the Morning Money style of cutting through the nonsense onto a new platform. So you asked for it, and now you're getting it. All right, maybe it took me a little while to get here, but I'm here now and I can't wait to get started.
I've been waiting for this for a long time.